This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans may see some bad weather today. Severe thunderstorms in the Midwest that will move into parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. The West may see some record-shattering heat over the next few days, says the National Weather Service, which says they'll be much higher than normal temperatures. Former classmates say the 20-year-old who opened fire in a Bend, Oregon supermarket on Sunday, killing two people, then killing himself, was a loner known for getting into fights in high school. Police identify the shooter as Ethan Blair Miller, who lived in Bend. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller.
In the shooter's vehicle, we located three Molotov cocktails, as well as a sawed-off shotgun. We also located additional ammunition and digital devices, and those are currently being reviewed.
She was heard on KATU-TV. South Carolina House members plan to debate a new total ban on abortion today, with no exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. The UN is warning that millions of people in Afghanistan are critically in need of food, and it's only getting worse. The UN urging nations to restore funding that would help. Separately, the AP's Ben Thomas says President Biden has called the leaders of two U.S. veterans groups helping Afghans who fled their country as the U.S. withdrew a year ago.
The president spoke to the leaders of #AfghanEvac and honor the promise to express his appreciation for those groups' work resettling Afghan allies in the United States. The White House says Americans of all stripes have welcomed nearly 90,000 Afghans to the U.S. over the past year. It was a year ago the U.S. ended the 20-year war in Afghanistan, and the final weeks were chaotic as the U.S.-backed Afghan government collapsed.
Serena Williams has won her match in the first round of the U.S. Open, a 6-3, 6-3 victory over Danka Kovanec. This is AP News. Prosecutors in Atlanta have indicted a violent street gang that they say has been preying on celebrities. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
You could say it was a fan club, but one with a rather perverse twist. An indictment has charged 26 members of a violent street gang that have been committing crimes against the Atlanta area homes of famous athletes, entertainers, and others who flaunt their expensive bling on social media. Among those hit up by the gang are Mariah Carey, Marlo Hampton of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Atlanta United player Brad Guzan, and Atlanta Falcons player Calvin Ridley. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some 150 works of art from the collection of the late Microsoft co-founder Paul Chi Allen will be auctioned by Christie's in New York this fall, expected to bring in more than $1 billion. The works to be auctioned span 500 years of art history, from the old masters to the giants of modern art. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.